Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Big news, well, massive news, seismic news in Irish soccer over the last couple of days as this guy, how do I pronounce this, John Paul?
Well, it's Heimir or Heimir Hallgrimsson.
Heimir Hallgrimsson, the new Ireland manager, did his first press conference yesterday. The papers this morning, the back pages, it's all Heimir. It's ground zero, says the Daily Mail. The Irish Examiner has high energy. Hallgrimsson promises rock and roll football. Hallgrimsson wants to keep O'Shea on board. This is a suggestion that he wants John O'Shea to stick around. Come join me, John, says the Mirror. The Daily Star, Heimbomb.
Okay.
And Ireland's Got Talent, says the Sun this morning as well. Heimir Hallgrimsson. He gave his first press conference yesterday. And that's where all of these stories are coming from, and his observations and his commitments and his statements about where we stand at the moment. On the international soccer team. Interestingly, and this is great now, because we've actually got three former Irish managers on the line who are going to rate his press conference out of 10. We should have Brian Kerr there. I've to put them all on three lines, do I? Sorry, one second. I'll put Brian Kerr on one then. Brian, hello, Brian.
How are you, Ray? How's it going?
Good. Brian's there. We'll save it there for me for a second, Brian. Mick McCarthy should be over there as well. Mick?
Yeah.
Hello?
All right, Ray.
Yeah, Mick
McCarthy. Good to talk to you.
and three then, Steve Staunton.
All right, JP.
All right, Mick.
And Steve Staunton then on three. Sorry, Steve, we'll put Steve on there. Hello, Steve?
All right, Ray. If you're worried about the delay there, don't worry. It's just me taking time to answer.
Okay, it's not an actual delay. It's Steve. But we'll start.
I'm a human delay.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Steve. Right, so we'll start with you, Brian Kerr. What did you think of the press conference yesterday?
Yeah, I think he did very well, Ray. Nice and easy. He was a nice bloke. I like him, you know, he's likeable. And I was very reassured to hear that he's going to come and live in Ireland.
Pretty good, all right. He's coming to live in Ireland, but where is he going to live?
Well, he's only on 650 grand a year, so he won't be able to afford to rent in Dublin. So he's looking at a caravan in Sligo at the moment, but I offered him a box room in me gaff in Drimna, and he accepted.
Oh, that's great. Well, you'll be looking after him then. While you were having that conversation about accommodation, did you give him any management tips at all, Brian?
Yeah, I gave him some of my key phrases that I used during my tenure, like, you're up here, your man is banjoed, melodian, wojus, don't, loaf, and quick ones he can use if he's in a rush, like rinky dinky, nicky nacky, and swervy wervy.
Yeah, okay.
I'd give him 8 out of 10, Renee. That's 8 out of 10.
Okay, for a pretty solid score from Brian Kerr this morning. Yeah, that's great.
Good.
Let's go over to Mick McCarthy then. Mick, what did you make of the press conference? What's your verdict?
All right, Ray. I think he did very well. I explained to him, I said, it's your ass in the Birkin slicer now. He said, we have the same expression in Iceland, Mick. He said, they say, it's my ass in the lava-filled molten rock volcano. So I think he did very well. He's bringing in John O'Shea as his JP.
Yeah.
So he's a dentist. He's a dentist. And watching us play is like having root canal treatment. So I think he'll be fine. 9 out of 10, Ray. Out of 10 from me.
That's a pretty good one. Great. Cheers, Mick. Much obliged. 9 out of 10 there.
The stars here.
Let's go over. Thanks so much, Mick. Finally on line three, Steve Staunton. I know there's a bit of a delay now between us and Steve. Hopefully, Steve, the delay will catch up. Steve Staunton, go ahead, Steve. What do you think of the press conference?
Well, I've just added a bit of a delay there onto the natural delay, so you've got a double delay problem going on now, Ray. So I'd get off the radio as quick as possible, or you're going to be eating into Dave Moore pretty quickly. Listen, I was disappointed. He never said the key words, I'm the boss, I'm the gaffer. He could have said it in Icelandic. I googled it there.
Yeah.
It's a striking, wiking gaffer. And he said nothing about banana skins either. And Moldova being a banana skin, for example, in Icelandic there. Scooping, whooping, Moldova skin banana. And he never said my favourite expression, which is, I haven't got a Scooby-Doo. Tack, nyuk, 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 Scooby-Wooby-Dooby. Which worries me because it means he might have a Scooby-Doo. And there's nothing worse than a man with a Scooby-Doo, because if you've got a Scooby-Doo, it gives you hope. And hope will kill you. I'll give him 3 out of 10.
Steve Donnelly, thank you very much. The Ireland managers, thank you so much this morning, boys. Much obliged.
Gift Grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.